Ami Qaduri al-Sakri was in her mid-40s, an observant Shiite Muslim who wore a headscarf and prayed five times a day. She'd never married and lived with her brother and his family and her sister in an ordinary Baghdad neighborhood. Her brother was a dentist. He lost a leg in a bombing a few weeks ago, which is life in Baghdad these days. When Lamia Qaduri was a young student in the mid-1970s, she joined the Ba'ath Party, as many students did, as it was taking power in Iraq. She was excited by its talk of a pan-Arab movement that would overthrow iron-fisted monarchs, mullahs, and oligarchs and give power to ordinary people, regardless of religion, family lines, ethnicity, or wealth. But as the Ba'ath Party began to suppress opposition, its director of security was a man named Saddam Hussein, Lamia Qaduri grew disillusioned and then scared. She saw friends disappear into jails. She watched Saddam Hussein arrest his opponents and squelch protests as he took power. She heard neighbors and strangers talk about torture and massacres. So Lamia Qaduri left Iraq while she still could, going to Jordan and Great Britain. She became inspired by women's rights and began to see women in Arab states, most of whom had grown up in a servitude in which they could not go to school past a certain age, hold jobs, speak out, or cast votes, as a vast, surging, transforming source of power. She came back to Iraq after Saddam Hussein was overthrown by U.S. forces in 2003, glad to be reunited with her brother and sister, pleased to help care for her nieces and nephews, and eager to take a job in the new education ministry. When elections were held in 2005, Lamia Qaduri ran for a seat in the assembly and won, becoming one of 87 women to serve there. But from the first, many women legislators began to receive death threats. Her brother and sister said there would be no shame if she resigned for her safety and theirs. But Lamia Qaduri said her nieces and nephews should see that people have to be bold enough to stand up for their beliefs. Besides, she told them, God will protect me. When Lamia Qaduri was shot to death this week in front of the house she shared with her family, her sister wept as she told the Los Angeles Times, "Now I feel like an orphan. She was my everything." It's hard to say why some group of people decided that Lamia Qaduri should die, if they considered her a tool of U.S. policy, Shiite political power, or if they resented women in power. But even from this distance, Lamia Qaduri sounds like the kind of person no brother or sister, no niece or nephew, or no country can afford to lose.